You're listening to the CCA Podcast.
Process of talking about sweet dreams, what is it that keeps us up at night? And most of the things that we've been talking about have been more on the negative side. Anxiety, the tension, money, those sense of those burdens, spiritual burdens, the worry that can really weigh us down, the sense of regret. We've looked at a number of these things and how God comes into our lives and helps us to overcome those areas that are stumbling blocks, those things that keep us up at night. But today, I'd like to focus more on the positive. I want to talk about the sense of anticipation. How many of you... You know, I was thinking about Jeremy and getting married this coming Saturday. And I remember, like, just what the week before my wedding was like, that incredible sense of anticipation. And one of the really, really kind of hard things was that the night before we got married, which I would never recommend... My friends like had a bachelor party for me after the rehearsal dinner, and so they're keeping me up till like 1 or 2 at night. It was about 2 o'clock at night. It finally winds down, and the next day I'm getting married, and then I tried to go to sleep, and I could not sleep. And so it's 3 o'clock comes, 4 o'clock comes, 5 o'clock comes, 6 o'clock comes, and I had not slept a wink. And I am absolutely miserable, because I'm so exhausted. And I remember getting on my knees and saying, Jesus, you gotta help me here. I can't go into the day of my wedding being an absolute exhausted fool. But it is interesting how, sometimes a sense of anticipation, even positive anticipation, can rob us of our sleep. Sometimes, to be honest, my anticipation about heaven can also rob me of my sleep, but in a negative sense. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes my anticipation of heaven tends to be a little bit like this. I did a Google search on images of heaven, and this is the kind of stuff that showed up. So, clouds, or, the gates of heaven, or the next one, sort of the staircase, the Jacob staircase, or the next one, some really, absolutely sappy stuff, even the one with Jesus, like, hugging a guy, it's like, to be honest, none of those things inspire me very much at all. I mean, those are the most ethereal. Yeah, and I was, you're a little ahead of me, Andy, but okay, yeah. No, go to it, it's fine. It's like you see all those images and it kind of comes down to, man, I miss stress, sometimes I believe that one of the greatest coups that Satan has ever accomplished is to convince us, God's people, that God's greatest reward to his beloved people is going to be a place of eternal boredom. Isn't that what we sometimes think? It's going to be a place, and so it's no wonder that hell looks good by comparison sometimes. It's like, well, at least they're partying down there, it may be hot, but, and when we get all these, we get all these weird images. Randy Alcorn in this book. So I, in preparation for this message, Pastor Halley actually gave me this book to read by Randy Alcorn. I would really recommend it. It's a great book. But Randy, he tells a story of this one older gentleman who was in a nursing home, and he came to Christ in his late stages of life. And so then he's talking with one of the sisters who's there in the nursing home with him, and he says, "Well, do you think we're going to have fun in heaven?" And she looks at him kind of incensed and saying, "Oh, my, no. You know, fun in heaven?" And that's, you know, as much as we might laugh at that, there is this, it's symptomatic of what